Welcome back. This is part five, and less conversation, more action, please. So I alluded to it earlier in the week, and now I'm here. This is it. Build your legacy. Building your legacy. See, that's what I'm doing every day. That's what all of us are doing every day, whether we know it or not. We're building a legacy. Because right now, my great-grandkids are watching this video. It's the future now. Well, to them it's today, but to us it's the future. But they're watching this video and they're saying, wow, look, here's what great-great-grandpa Dave said. This is what great-great-grandpa stood for. This is it. See, growing up, we didn't have all this technology, so we would only hear stories handed down about, you know, great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. Two greats, I think, or three greats. And that was it. But they were just little fleeting little mentions, and it was only the good stuff. It wasn't the bad stuff. It was the good stuff. It was nothing about the struggles. It was only the good stuff. Oh, well, he was a tall, he was an imposing man, he was a soft-spoken man, he was this, or she was this, or she was that, and that's it. That's all I know about my elders, my ancestors. That's all I know. But now my legacy is going to know about me, my wife, their great-great-grandmother, they're going to know about her. And my kids, their great-great-great-grandkids are going to know about them. So see what I'm talking about? You build that legacy now. Now they get to really, truly know you. And kids, if you guys have time travel, you can travel back in time, just stop by. I said, hey, I saw you. And we'll go from there. But in the meantime, everybody else that's here now in the present, building your legacy. That's it. This is who you are. Show others what you've done, the good and the bad. I'll show you all my L's. I'll show you all my losses, just like I'll show you my wins. And I guarantee you one thing, that all my losses significantly outnumber my wins. And that's the dirty part. Nobody wants to admit the L's. Nobody wants to admit that they've lost. Nobody wants to admit that they've been a bad son. I've been a bad son. I've been a bad father. I've been a bad husband. I've been a bad friend. I've been bad. I have been. But I am human enough to admit that I've been bad. Just like I know that others have been bad in their life. And I'm not going to point fingers or name names, but understand that when you look and you see the bad, understand that somehow that was built. Somehow that's how that bad was created. And when people don't take responsibility for that, at least just that little part that, you know what, understand that somebody had to create the monster, because everybody's quick to hold the monster accountable, but they don't want to take the blame for creating the monster or having contributing to the creation of the monster, because nobody apologizes to the monster when everybody wants the monster to apologize. Nobody wants to apologize for creating the monster, especially when. Look at Frankenstein and his monster. He thought he was doing no wrong, yet, you know, everybody got it all wrong. I get that. So what I'm getting at is the legacy. Legacy. Build your legacy. Tell your story today so that 50, 60, 80, 150, 200 years from now, nobody has to question anything. Nobody has to put in doubt anything. Understand that. Your L's are your L's. They're always going to be your L's, just like your W's are always going to be your W's. And understand that you will always lose more than you will win. And that right there, admitting to that fact, just like I have just admitted to it, is what's going to create a legacy that's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic, because it gives them a foundation to build on. And folks, that's what the future is all about. I'm Dave Guerra. Hope you had a great week. I'll talk to you next week.